So this woman is probably the worst hitman I've ever seen, and she is about to botch this hit. But this story starts in Birmingham, England, with this guy, who we'll call Father, and this other guy, who we'll call Son, because they're father and son. But one day, Father and Son, they're out at this small clothing store, and they get into an argument with these guys, the shop owners. Now, I don't know how this argument starts or what it's about, but it escalates. And pretty quickly, it gets physical, and they all start to fight, and it is chaos, and things are getting broken, and the shop gets all trashed, and Father and Son end up leaving injured. But they aren't gonna let this slide. They vow to get revenge. So fast forward to the next year, and Father and Son are still upset about the fight in the clothing store, and they decide the only way to truly get revenge on the shop owners is to unalive them. But they don't wanna do it themselves. It's too risky. So they hire a hitman. Here's the thing about this hitman, though. Her name's Amy, and she's 40 years old, and she lives thousands of miles away from them in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where she works a normal, regular day job selling tickets for the Milwaukee Brewers baseball team. And there is no indication that she's an actual real hitman or that she's ever assassinated anyone before. The only thing we know about her is that she posts on her Instagram a lot. So we don't know why Father and Son chose her as their hitman or how they linked up with her, but regardless, Son hires Amy, this regular ass woman from the suburbs, as a contract killer. And Amy agrees to fly to England to do the job, and she buys some pew-pews to ship them over to England because I guess pew-pews are hard to get there. And then she flies over. And she's all excited about this gig, and she posts about it on her Instagram. To Manchester we go. Can't wait to see my BFF partner in crime. Lol. So then Father and Son, they meet Amy at her hotel, and together they all finalize the plan. Then Amy gets one of the shop owner's number, and she calls him, and she pretends to be interested in buying a Volkswagen he's selling. She's like,
I'm interested in buying a Volkswagen you're selling.
And then they make plans to meet up, and this meetup is where she plans to assassinate them. And of course, before she goes on this hit, she posts a picture of herself on Instagram with the devil horns. Anyway, the next night, Amy puts on a hijab as a disguise, and then she drives her rental car over to meet one of the shop owners near his home. And so then she gets there, and the shop owner pulls up, and as he's getting out of his car, Amy gets out of her car, leaving the door open. And she's got a pew-pew, and she walks toward him, and she raises her arm, pointing the pew-pew right at his head. And shop owner, he sees that she's about to shoot him, and he's like, oh shit! And right then, she pulls the trigger. Click, click. The pew-pew jams. And so the shop owner, he jumps back into his car and skirt, he speeds away. But he crashes into Amy's open car door on his way out. And Amy's like, damn it, because now the door on this rental car is all messed up and it won't close. And so she just abandons this car. 3 hours later, she takes a taxi back to his house to try and assassinate him again. And during this time, she's sending him threatening text messages, trying to lure him out of his house. She's like,
where are you hiding? Stop playing hide and seek. You're lucky the pew-pew jammed.
And eventually, she just gets the pew-pew out and she just randomly shoots 3 times into the house. And luckily, no one was hit. Like I said, worst hitman ever. But 2 days later, Amy flies back to Wisconsin, and while on the flight, she posts on her Instagram again.
I couldn't get a window seat. I think this is the first time ever I don't get to sit by a window. Crying emoji.
Now, I don't actually know if Amy and Son are romantically involved, but a few days after she flies back to the US, Son flies there too. And while he's in the US, police back in England, they find CCTV footage of him and his dad driving around that area at the time of the hit. And they are able to connect them to the shop owner's assassination attempt. But Son doesn't know this yet. And then a month later, Son flies back to England and bam, police arrest him. Here's his mugshot. And they eventually arrest Father too. Here's his mugshot. And then when Amy hears that Son got arrested, she knows they're coming after her next, and she knows she has to disappear. So she tells her family that she got a job as a radio DJ in Armenia. And she flees the country to go live somewhere in Armenia. And she's living there quietly, and she's hiding out, but she's still posting on Instagram for some reason. Until 5 years go by, and she still hasn't been caught. And son and father, they go to trial, and they're found guilty of conspiracy to murder. But suddenly, there's all this interest in the case, and so now there's an international manhunt, people looking for Amy. And old Amy, she's still in Armenia. And she learns about this, and she's like, oh, shit, not again. And she immediately deletes all her social media accounts, but not before reporters from the Daily Mail, of all places, they find her accounts and they sift through all her posts. And doing that, they find exactly which direction the windows in her apartment are facing. And they find the pool she frequently swims in. And through that, they actually find her apartment and they're able to get CCTV footage of her running errands, proving that she still lives there. So they tell police and eventually, bam, Armenian police, they go and arrest her. And she's extradited back to England, and as of now, she hasn't been to trial yet. The case is actually still ongoing. So we'll see what happens.